crying. It's my job to make you cry. what did I say? Thank you so much. I watched more than usual today of that, and it made me realise when I was a boy, cinema, I was growing up in Belfast, there was a war on, it was a bit of a scary place. Cinema made me feel safe. I sat in audience in auditoriums and I could feel myself online. You know, there was kind of relaxing, and I feel that throughout my life cinema has lifted me in its arms and taken me places. You know, it could literally take me around the world. Me and John, my producer at the back, and for which thank you so much, John. But it did indeed, as you can see, took us around the world. We hope that you feel in this last 5 days, these last 15 hours, these last blink of an eye, that that it took you somewhere as well, and that's our way of saying thank you to this incredible, democratic, beautiful art form. So any last comments or questions? We're going to do a photo, as you know, if anybody wants to take a picture of the audience. Yes.
Thank you so much for taking
us on
this adventure with you. It's been a great week. And I had a question. This comes full circle. I hear years of using celluloid.
Yes.
Direct. You'll understand that working with Mark, you don't really need to talk much. Rather well. Yes, hunting for the DVDs was, we had a list at the beginning for Mark's book. He gave me a list, probably only a couple of hundred that he needed. So I would be getting hold of those over the last 5 or 6 years and building up the stock. And then, of course, once we'd filmed around the world, we had people who could help us hunt them down. And so I'd get in touch with Takiro in Japan and say, look, we need this thing that Mark is annoying. YouTube is annoying the producers. Because Mark could sit at home and find things on YouTube, put them in the edit, and then we had to find out where they were from and how we could get good copies of them. But Takiro would then find the thing that Mark had found on YouTube, or the Indian production manager would help us find something which we couldn't track down on DVD. So that's how we did it. It's all from DVD, except one or two little instances where the only thing was YouTube. Yeah. Yes?
I know you've been congratulated and commended a lot of times over the screens here, but I want to thank you one more time for this amazing experience. I just graduated from U of T doing cinema studies.
From where?
U of T, University of Toronto.
Yes.
And I really, really miss my film lecture, so it was great to come here and sort of watch 3 hours of the history of film in sort of a survey way, and I really appreciate all the work that you put into it as a young, aspiring film historian. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you right back. I mean, that means such a difference. Both of us, we just did not know what the reaction would be, and we were sort of overwhelmed.
Well, I like how you call it the history of film an odyssey.
Yes.
Because I think through the 5 days of the thing together, I'm seeing a little bit of Odysseus. The hero of film. And the other thing that I wanted to comment upon, because I think you've answered so many questions about that and more, is I also wanted to thank whoever it is that made this free, because I think that's the
yes.
gorilla in the room. Isn't
Well, that was Tom Parr's talk at the festival, isn't that right? And that's a brilliant idea. You know, it would have cost quite a lot to come to all this every day, as you know. And so I think that's a brilliant idea. Any other here?
Yeah.
And then we'll do the photo soon. Yes. Oh.
It's not a question. It's a comment. That's from Rochester, New York, the home of George Eastman.
Oh, yes.
We have a huge project on restoration and film preservation.
Absolutely.
All of Martin Scorsese's films are there and many others. And we're constantly viewing old films from the 10s, 20s, and 30s. It's part of our history in the city. If you can make yourself available to that or this film, I think the community would love it.
Oh, that would be lovely. I have the greatest admiration for what happens there. And we mentioned Eastman briefly at the beginning of this, but greatest admiration for the work that's done there. I'd love to visit.
I felt frustrated watching the clips from the Iranian movies because I didn't know what they were saying. But is that part of the fact that they weren't available with subtitles? And
no, sorry, Mark may have been out of the room then. That is the wrong file for that particular section. I'm very sorry. I'm going to apologize for that.
I thought it was part of that rule
no,
that we weren't allowed to change.
No, no. But that's, we just thought you'd understand Farsi. That was a glitch, and thank you for your patience. Those two clips.
That's the key thing for Keir Starmer, and that's why it's there, and that's why it's similar to Lars von Trier's idea that at a certain point you withdraw and you just have to stand on the sidelines and let the film happen and not get in the way. And he would ideally want to get rid of the camera. That's the key moment. I can't remember what he said in the bit that wasn't subtitled, but that's the central idea, which I think is so innovative from Abbas Kiarostami.
Yes,
forgive
me if you've already answered this question.
Sure.
What inspired you?
That's a good question. I was inspired by love and hate. I would say two very conflicting emotions. The love bit was the love of the medium, which I've already said, and hopefully that comes across. The hate is the fact that some of these great filmmakers from around the world are not given their dues. You know, film history hasn't been meritocratic. You know, the films hatred of the on-level playing field, the degree of racism by omission, I would say, in film history, and also a sort of self-regard of film critics around the world who always talk about their films as the best films, you know, so a certain anger at that, I would say.
Collaboration came about.
I moved to Scotland about 22 years ago from London, and a good friend who's now a great producer said, you should meet Mark Cousins, he's good. And I did, so we worked together and we became friends. And then when I read Mark's book, I thought, not only is he good, he's brilliant.
John was head of arts at BBC, John was doing brilliant work in this area in the arts documentary area anyway, so it was a certain overlap of sensibility. Yes?
You said that Hollywood is a romantic and then film of the things that they are. This is Hollywood before the production of Midwest and where they actually
could. The question is, I said up Hollywood is romantic, capital R, and what about before the production code? I think it's not only Hollywood that's romantic, Bollywood as well is. Most mainstream cinemas around the world have got that romantic impulse, and as I said to you ideas a few days ago, I personally love romantic art, you know, I think it's great, you know, so that's, it's not in any pejorative sense. Even before the production code, even though it was all a bit spicier and saucier with Mae West and like that, it would still had a romantic impulse, by which I mean that it was emotionally straining, optimistic, a certain sense of utopia in all these films around the world. So I think it's still romantic, but of course the production code period made it more coded and hidden in some way. We're going to have to finish. I'm going to take two more and then we'll do our photo, if that's okay.
So just a very quick question. With the book, which I read a long time ago, with this coming out, will there be an extension to the book? Like, will there be a sort of a second edition update?
It costs quite a lot of money to update it. So what we've done is there's a new edition and there's a front, you know, a new 800 words at the beginning saying here's what's happened since we made that. Any last comments or questions? Yes?
I was wondering if you'd be interested sometime in the future on doing a history of documentaries. We have documentaries every year here.
There's one being made here. There's, I think, a six-part history of documentary being made here at the moment. I think they've made three bits of it so far. I saw some of it the other day. With Kevin MacDonald, I did a book called Imagining Reality, the Faber Book of Documentary, which was indeed history of documentary, and that's where I first discovered the great Japanese films of the 70s that we looked at yesterday, and hopefully find them moving. So yes, it would be very interesting. I'd love to do that. Okay, so shall we do our picture, John? Should we do it outside? Or
we do it here?
But then people would need to squeeze in a bit, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
would you all mind just...
Actually, can we have two pictures? Just first of all, the people who've been here for every screening, if they came first, and then everybody else who'd like to, please join us. And while that's happening, I just want to do a couple of...